By then it was obvious Royce was right. It was quiet. The pounding had stopped. Hadrian limped closer to the door. Placing a hand on it, he felt the bristles of the stressed wood where it had begun to snap. He listened. Nothing.
What does that mean?
Royce shrugged. I don't even know what the blazes that thing is out there.
Well, it don't like us,
Wilmer said, his voice down an octave. Turning to look at Myra, he added,
And that weren't my fault. It was yours.
Myra looked embarrassed and turned away. Setting her pack down on the stone dais in front of the chest, she drew her wet hair out of her face and softly said, I don't like spiders. Royce, who was on the dais, studying the lock, turned and shook his head in disbelief.
Are you joking?
No, I'm deathly afraid of them.
Anyone is, Hadrian said, when they have teeth and are as big as a river barge.
Well, there you have it. I'm vindicated. Myra sat down and began pulling more candles out of her pack. They were all the same. She must have had a back room filled with the things. Myra was even odder than Wilmer, who Hadrian felt could best be described as challenged. A well-to-do widow of a candle baron, she'd packed up the family carriage and headed off for fame and glory by spelunking for treasure. Chandlers, wax chandlers especially, supplied the rich and the church with light, making them both wealthy and respected. He couldn't imagine why she would trade all that for this insanity. Early on, Hadrian had called her the Queen of Wax and received a nasty glare. Maybe Myra wasn't happy with her inherited candle empire, or perhaps she simply wanted to try lighting one at both ends.
You shouldn't have run,
Wilmer told her. With an armload of candles, Myra moved deeper into the room, establishing new lights as she went.
I'm sorry, okay? But I had no idea that crossing that blasted river would make the wolves attack.
It didn't, Hadrian said, feeling the pain in his back. They were just trying to get away from the fire, and of course you were still holding that cursed amulet.
Myra turned.
We don't know for certain it was cursed, she said, drawing sharp looks from all of them.
Okay, maybe it was. Myra paused, one arm cupping a host of little beeswax sticks to her breasts, the other holding a lit candle.
Oh, but wait. Then I don't understand. What woke that thing up?
She gestured at the door, with a hand holding the candle, and it went out. She sighed miserably and began walking back to the nearest flame.